kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Ating nakapanayam ang pinuno ng Deakin University Filipino Club na si Shema Mohamed Salem. Kilala ang naturang universidad para sa kursong nursing na talagang tinatangkilik ng mga international students. Ilang oras lang matapos inanunsyo ang lockdown sa Victoria at New South Wales, kinamusta natin ang sentimiento ng ilan sa mga miyembro ng kanilang organisasyon. Kwento ni Shema, halo-halo ang emosyong naramdaman pero mas nangibabaw ang pag-aalala dahil kailangan makaisip ng paraan kung paano mapapanatili ang pakikitungo sa mga kapwa-estudyante sa gitna ng lockdown.
Actually, honestly, confused ako. I don't know how to feel. I mean, everything has been rapidly changing. It's only in a matter of days it goes from, you know, like suggestions of social distancing to suddenly a lockdown. It's taken a bit of time to sink in. I don't think it's completely sunk in how fast things are changing, how rapidly everything is changing. And it's also meant that as a club, or like as an executive of a club, we've had to kind of figure out how we're going to at least reassure our members that everything's going to be okay, and also figure out how we can maintain engagement even in times like this.
Sa ngayon daw, karamihan sa mga miyembro ng kanilang grupo, tahimik na nangangapa, lalo na para sa mga kararating lang mula sa Pilipinas at tumungo rito para mag-aral.
Karamihan sa kanila medyo quiet, hindi namin masyado naririnig kung ano yung nangyayari. Pero based on sa mga most of them are just staying at home, self-quarantine, nag-follow sila ng parang social distancing. But I feel like for a good number of our members, they actually feel quite isolated since some of them are actually new, coming from Philippines, tapos they just started, since the trimester just started, tapos they're already so isolated from everyone else.
Dagdag ni Shay, particular na nag-aalala ang grupo para sa mga walang kakilala o kamag-anak na maaaring makausap o makagaanan ng loob.
I'm concerned, of course, for those who don't have other people, haven't established, of course, their social circles or don't have people within Melbourne that they can, you know, feel a little bit at ease in that case. You know, like, I know if I was here alone, especially like some of my, even like my other executives, it is lonely and it is hard to be in a new country and then feel like you're suddenly in a situation where you have to adapt to everything and then suddenly you're also in lockdown.
Bago pa man ang lockdown, dahan-dahan ang inilipat ang mga klase online bilang pag-iingat pa rin sa COVID-19, bagay na hindi naman maaaring gawin para sa ibang mga klase na nangangailangan ng practical exam at paggamit ng lab.
At least they've tried to transition all of the lectures and seminars online. I think the ones that have not been able to as easily been moved to online is the practicals and the labs, which I feel would affect those who have more of those in person or need those like practicums in person. So those ones I think have been rescheduled for later on in the trimester once there is like a better understanding of how far or how long it will take before regular teaching is able to come back. But as of now, all teaching has been moved online until at least March 27. And then Deakin says that they will reevaluate the situation.
Pero dahil pabago-bago ang sitwasyon, ito ang mensahe ni Shema sa libo-libong mga international students na nakikipagsapalaran sa Australia.
Talk to other people if it will help to make you feel better, to feel like you're not alone. Find ways to keep in touch with other people, but also have faith that everything will just kind of work itself out and not to be too scared because everything is going to work out.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.